Thank you, Maggie. I'm here in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio, and this impromptu on 98.7 WFMT is supported in part by a grant from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, a Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture, and by generous gifts from members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. Blessed with a golden age voice that routinely inspires comparisons to legendary singers from earlier eras, Maltese-born tenor Joseph Kalea has quickly become one of the most acclaimed and sought-after tenors today. And he's back in Chicago to perform in Bizet's Carmen, which opened this past Saturday. And we're so pleased to have him back here at WFMT for a live impromptu. Good afternoon, Joseph. And you're going to start off with some music from Bizet's Carmen.
Yeah, basically, the show I'm in town for, mm-hmm. which is La Fleur que tu m'avais jeté, and that's the only aria that Don José has in whole opera.
Right, the flower song. So tell us just briefly what you're singing in this aria.
Well, basically, Carmen is a person that refers to herself in the third person quite sometimes in the opera. Yeah. And Don José decides to go for her rather than what his mother suggests, which is Micaela. Who is Micaela? And he's basically telling her, listen, I do love you, and if you stay with me, I'll fix you. You'll be okay. And she doesn't take that very nicely.
All right. Here it is, the flower song from Bizet's Carmen.
Carmen, je t'aime.
Tenor Joseph Kaleha and pianist Jared Mosby for us live here in an impromptu, and the flower song, La Fleur que tu m'avais jetée, from Bizet's Carmen. And Joseph Kaleha is performing that role of Don José through March 6th at Lyric Opera of Chicago, the American role debut for Joseph Kaleha. We'll go on to our next selection this afternoon, which is music from Verdi's Macbeth. And this is Macduff's soliloquy, Ophelia Mei, and this is the role with which Joseph Kaleha made his operatic debut 20 years ago. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Let's hear the music right now. Once again, tenor Joseph Kaleha and pianist Jared Mosby in music from Verdi's Macbeth. And those two selections are really bookends for your career. As I mentioned, the role of Macduff was your first operatic performance 20 years ago, and now you have Don José, which is one of your most recent roles. You've just been performing that since, what, last summer? So,
well, there is a fact that few people know that. At the age of 20 in 1998, a year after my professional debut, because I had my professional debut when I was 19, in the role of Macduff in Verdi's Macbeth, I did sing Don José in its entirety at the Wexford Opera Festival with piano in the barn. So, and after that, I never touched the role of Don José again, but one of my two secondary roles that I ever did in my career was Remendado in Brussels with Antonio Papano and Maestro Bertrand de Billy as well. And I think we had something like almost 40 performances. So Carmen as well has a significant impact in my life as an opera singer.
And what a wonderful performance and a wonderful cast that we've got here, along with Yekaterina Gubanova singing Carmen for the first time.
Yeah, Yekaterina Gubanova is a fantastic Carmen. There's Eleonora Burrato, who's mm-hmm. singing a wonderful Micaela, and Christian Van Horn, who's doing a really great Escamillo. And I don't like Christian Van Horn because he's a bit taller than me, you know, and he's one of the few. No, of course, I'm joking. He's a wonderful man and a great artist. All of them are. And the minor roles filled by many alumni or current people, current singers at the Ryan Opera Center studio mm-hmm. in Chicago are really doing very well as well. So it's a, you know, and of course, Maestro Harry Bickett, who gives Carmen a very sensitive reading.
Mm-hmm. You have often said that you were directly inspired by Mario Lanza and specifically his film of the great Caruso, and you have now had the opportunity to play Caruso yourself in a film. Tell us about that experience.
Well, it was a very short cameo with Marion Cotillard and Jeremy Renner and Joaquin Phoenix. I did play him in Ellis Island on location, mm-hmm. and it was actually a historical fact when he had gone to Ellis Island to sing for the immigrants coming in to cheer them up, and it was actually a performance that he did, mm-hmm. which was of course for charity, for you know, just to cheer them up, he was a good man.
Well, tell us, did they ask you to try to imitate Caruso, or were they asking you to sing in your own distinctive voice?
I don't think that there are many opera tenors in history that could imitate Caruso. So I just did it in my own voice that for some might remind them of that style of singing. Mm-hmm. But we have very different voices. But it was a cool experience. That's what I call it. And it was funny because I sang live and movie trivia, and this is not, this is really factual. My take was done in one take, and we were there, I think, filming for 15 hours for 2 minutes of movie time.
Right.
So it's, you know, movies take a long time. And we did mine in one take, and there were the extras, and I was singing live. And they were commenting to each other, "My gosh, it's like he's singing live." You know, of course, they had no idea that I was, you know, literally doing it live there with all the people there. But yeah, but it was a fun experience. James Gray, we became friends after that, and he's a great director, and he shot a beautiful picture.
Well, let's hear some more music. We're going to hear a selection from Zarzuela, or actually first a Neapolitan song.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's Avukella, which means literally your mouth, your beautiful mouth. And it's about, you know, very apt, very Valentine Day kind of a Neapolitan Italian song. And, you know, if you close your eyes and lay back, you can really get all the, you know, the sun and the sea and the stars and the moon, and maybe a little extra, but I cannot talk about that. So
okay.
Vaso bicerille poco poco rille a pasciuglia ella. Sì, tu tieni una bocchella, no poco poco rille a pasciuglia.
That is the Neapolitan song Avukella by Paolo Tosti, performed for us by tenor Joseph Kalea and pianist Jared Mosby, live here on WFMT. We also want to let you know, if you want to hear this impromptu again, it will be available later on our website, WFMT.com. That was exactly what we needed on this Valentine's Day. Thank you. That was beautiful. Now, the next selection that you're going to perform for us is from a Spanish zarzuela.
Yeah.
Briefly, what is that that form? It's a Spanish type of operetta, essentially.
Yeah, well, this guy has the same problem Don Jose has in Carmen. In the Carmen, he falls for the wrong woman, and he's saying to himself, how can it be? No, you know, I must be... You know, people are telling me the wrong things. I'm getting the wrong vibes, and he sings about it. You know, and it's beautiful. It's very passionate, and you know, most things about love are, and it really is. Let's say one of the war horses of tenors that want to show off a nice full lyric voice.
This is music of Pablo Sorazabal.
No puede ser, esa mujer es buena. No puede ser, una mujer malvada. En su mirar, por una luz singular, es visto que esa mujer es una desventurada. No puede ser, una vulgar sirena, que envenenó las horas de... No puede ser, porque la vi rezar, porque la vi querer, porque la vi orar. Los ojos que lloran no saben mentir. Las malas mujeres no miran así, tiemblando en sus ojos, dos lágrimas vi. A mí me ilusiona que tiemblen por mí. Que tiemblen por mí. Viva luz de mi ilusión. Sé piadosa con mi amor, porque no sé fingir, porque no sé callar. Porque no sé vivir.
Once again, tenor Joseph Kalea and pianist Jared Mosby. Jared is the assistant conductor on the staff of Lyric Opera of Chicago, and together they just performed No Puede Ser by Pablo Sorazabal. And this is a live impromptu here on WFMT. One more selection coming up. But Joseph, one thing I wanted to ask you about, something that's so refreshing about your career and your personality is that you really embrace your nationality and your culture. The Maltese Tenor was the title of one of your albums. You are so active in the music life of your native Malta, is that right?
Well, I mean, to put things into perspective, Malta is an island that is 50 miles north to south, and about same, maybe a bit less, 11, 12 miles west to east. So it's a very small place. Notwithstanding, it has more than 7,000 years of history. We have the oldest freestanding structures in the world, megalithic temples. We have structures at the bottom of the sea, I mean below sea level, so which means that that's, you know, last ice age. We have a culture that, especially since the Knights of St. John took over Malta in the 16th century, mid-16th century, it has flourished. We have art from Caravaggio, Mattia Preti, beautiful Baroque churches, architecture, and the weather doesn't hurt. And the clear blue seas. I mean, it's great for diving. It's a very safe island. It's a melting pot of literally most of the global cultures. I mean, everybody has been there, you know, from the old world. The Byzantines, the Greeks, the Spanish, the Arabs, the French, the Knights of St. John, and last but not least, the British Empire, the English. And it was also an unsinkable aircraft carrier in World War II. Vital for the campaign of the Allies in North Africa. So, you know, we need more Americans to come visit because obviously, so, absolutely, because they would love it. I mean, English is an official language, it's a very safe place, everybody speaks English, and it's a beautiful place with warm people, great cuisine, with influences from all over the Mediterranean. And sometimes I sing there, so which makes it. Which you know, I absolutely love to promote music. And this coming summer, on August 20th, I actually have a joint concert with Andrea Bocelli, celebrating my 20-year career in front of 35,000 people, which is 10% of the population.
Sounds wonderful. Well, let's get to one more selection of music this afternoon. What do you have for us?
It's Valentine's Day, and you cannot go wrong with Edith Piaf.
Des yeux qui tombent, c'est le mien. Un rire qui s'éveille sur sa bouche. Voilà le portrait sans retouche de la femme à qui j'appartiens. Quand je l'en prends dans mes bras, je lui parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Je lui dis des mots d'amour, de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est elle pour moi, moi pour elle dans la vie. Je lui ai dit perçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat. Des nuits d'amour en plus finies, un grand bonheur qui prend sa place. Les chagrins, les ennuis s'effacent. Heureux, heureux, amoureux. Quand je la prends dans mes bras, je lui parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Je lui dis des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Dans mon cœur, une part de bonheur dont je connais la rose. C'est elle pour moi, pour elle dans la vie. Je lui ai dit, j'agirai pour la vie. Aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat. La 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 la.
Edith Piaf's signature song, La Vie en Rose, performed for us live today by tenor Joseph Kalea and pianist Jarrett Mosby. Thanks so much. What a wonderful Valentine's Day treat for us this afternoon.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Any recording projects coming up soon?
Yes, we just finished my sixth or seventh recital with Decca. It's going to be a Verdi album. We recorded in Valencia last December. My girlfriend is here, but she's filming, so I think it was December. And it's going to be beautiful. There's Angela Gheorghiu on the album as well.
Great.
There's Vittorio Vitelli, a great baritone from Italy. And it's going to be mostly the serious Verdi and the Verdi that I'm going to look in the next 10 years. It's going to be Aida, Trovatore, et cetera, et cetera.
But right now, you can hear Joseph Kalea in person at Lyric Opera of Chicago in performances of Bizet's Carmen, which continue through March 6th. And thanks again for
You're welcome. Thank you.
We'll also mention that after we get off the air, in just a few minutes, Joseph and I will be going on Facebook Live to have a short conversation. And any of you out there with questions, please do send us on Facebook.
Welcome to join in.
Yes. And thanks to Luis Frank, who is the producer of the Impromptu series. Our engineer today was Eric Arunas. Also thanks to our audience of Fine Arts Circle members and donors who support this radio station. And if you'd like to hear this Impromptu again, it will be available later on our website, WFMT.com. And this Impromptu is supported by a grant from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, a Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture. And by generous gifts from members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. If you enjoyed this live performance, please become a sustaining member today. Ongoing monthly contributions are one of the most effective ways to support the station. It's quick and easy. You can pledge online at WFMT.com. And I'm Lisa Flynn. Now back to you, Maggie, in the control room.